All right, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah! This one goes out to all my wizards!
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby. Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics too, man. Oh.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
Safety.
No. It's a really bad mana rock. I'm trying to Sphere of the Suns.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's been putting Sphere of the Suns in almost every deck lately, and I'm like, it's a mana rock they can use twice. Why are you running this? You want to put
it's a
bad,
quarter. It's why.
For a quarter, you can put in Manalith, and it's a good for all, good for as long as it's there.
For an extra, for $1.36, you can get yourself a fucking Soul Ring.
Yeah, true, but I mean,
and he doesn't put Soul Ring in anything.
Well, of course not, because a lot of older songs are going up in price.
I mean, fuck it, if he's doing $25 builds and it's not really $25, you might as well just put Soul Ring in.
No, because if his Soul Ring's in there, people are going to know it's not $25. But if it doesn't have any cards that are iconic enough for people to know the price off the top of their head, they either have to take the time to go through the list, which most are too lazy to fucking do, and just believe that they could buy this deck for $25. They won't click that TCG player link or whatever shit to buy straight up, but you know they'll be like, oh, I can buy this for $25, go out and buy it and be like, oh, it's like $27.
My comment was, use Manaliths, hell, go out, use, buy cameos.
Yeah, those
everybody
work.
Remember those from back in the day? Use a fucking cameo, because if you're in the colors, why not? It's the same shit.
All right, welcome to the GG Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
This is Mr. Worldwide Dolly.
Parking lot.
And we got a special guest back again for
Call of
Spoilers.
Number 9.
Spoilers, part 76.
92.
Two.
What's going on, Gio?
Chilling, man. I'm getting a little sober now, so I'm going to suck.
Uh-oh. Like, well, when we were trying to call you somebody earlier, it's like, hold on a minute, man. Are you okay?
Well, you know, I smoked my L for our 7 o'clock meetup, and I waited. You know, still smoking shit.
No, actually, I called you, man. Check your voicemail, or not voicemail, yeah. But your call log.
I Well, you know, it's kind of difficult to check when you're sleeping.
Yeah, I know that feeling, bro.
That's why he said
my ass should be asleep right now since I gotta be driving at fucking 2 a.m.
That's why he said he waited and waited. He was really waiting, but unfortunately he wasn't awake to be waiting.
All right, man. So we're gonna go over some more of these shitty ass spoilers, man. I want to ask you the same question that I asked Tony, man. Why is it every time Watsy keeps coming out with new cards, there's more and more black people?
Don't get jealous now.
I'm not being jealous, man. I don't mind about interracial shit and this and that, but Jesus, every planeswalker now has to be black.
Yes. Samut, Kaya.
So
the Wanderer is black.
We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about Kaya.
The Wanderer is black.
Bane of the Dead. She is a hybrid white black bitch, but she's dark. I mean, she's dark as fuck. You thought she'd be a red bone or maybe a really light skin, high stepping yellow, but no. She's hybrid colors, white, black, three and three colorless, seven loyalty. Jesus Christ. Your opponents and permanents, your opponent's control with hexproof can be the target of spells and abilities you control as though they don't have hexproof.
Yep.
First thing first.
Can you repeat that? Can you read that fucking for me again?
Sure. Your opponent and everything they own can
be
targeted.
No, but you have to read what they wrote down.
Sure, yeah. Let me read it again. Your opponents and permanents your opponents control with hexproof can be targets of spells and abilities you control as though they didn't have hexproof.
Okay.
There's better cards with less words. Literally. There's an archetype. I'm trying to remember which one off the top of my head. One of the archetypes from, I think, Theros.
Oh,
that says all your opponent's permanents lose hexproof.
Archetype of Endurance.
And cannot... it may be Endurance.
Yeah, it's the green one.
They lose hexproof and cannot gain hexproof.
Yeah.
Strictly better.
Well, I mean, all I see is a 6 CMC exile target creature.
Yep.
Yeah, her -3 ability is exile target creature. I mean...
And we're back to another planeswalker that can't kill itself.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting argument.
Man, and again, man, for being a black girl, man, she ain't got no titty. She ain't got no ass.
This has already been talked about, though.
To be fair, though, she originally was an assassin. So, like, you know.
Titties get in the way.
Yeah, titties and ass get in the way. It weighs you down, makes you heavier.
Bullshit.
It does.
Bullshit.
It does. It
attracts unwanted attention.
What was that bitch's name in fucking Mortal Kombat?
Kitana?
Yeah, she got titties and ass.
Shit, not in the movie she didn't.
Not in the new Mortal Kombat.
Definitely not in the new Mortal Kombat she don't.
Oh, man. She also got Kaya's ghost form, which is one black. It's an aura.
Aura.
Enchant creature or planeswalker you control. When enchant permanent dies or is put into exile, return that card to the battlefield under your control. That's not bad.
That's busted as fuck.
All you need to do is find a way to loop this with Estrid. And repeat her ability over and over again.
Playing this from the graveyard.
The problem is, Estrid's banned. This is black.
True.
Well, Kaya's ghost form, that's a really strong card for a common.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see the power?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
The fact that you can target a planeswalker, too, like outside just targeting a creature, you target a planeswalker, is already busted. As is, like, you just put on anything, especially any of the ones that can kill themselves. Like, cool, I'm an ult, or I'm going to activate their minus ability. They die, they come back, and I can do it again. Suck it.
Yeah, no shit. All right, so let's move on to another dark bitch, Samut. We talked about her in the last episode. We're going to talk about her some more this turn. So she's, hybrid?
Hybrid red-green, two colorless, double red-green, and creatures you control have haste. With a -1, target creature gets +2/+1 and gains haste.
I know we talked about this the first episode, but you know what? I like that -1 ability.
The fact that it's a -1 ability is pretty good. Like, she's a 4-drop. She comes in with a loyalty higher than her mana cost, which is already good. And she only has a -1, which means that you just give, for 5 whole turn, you just give a creature +2/+1 of haste.
And scry 1.
And you get scry.
And scry 1.
Which is... That is interesting on her own, because that's a red-green with scry is just an awkward pairing. Mm-hmm. That's unusual. So I like it. I approve. And like, group hug decks, if a creature says if it's targeted by an ability, it dies, use the her. She has to kill it. I think that's a group hug rule. Poke. Death.
Yeah.
She's alright.
She probably won't be like standard. She probably won't be playable outside of Commander. Just because, like, Commander, any haste enabler that is hard to get off the table is a decent card, like enchantment. And the fact that you don't need to use her minus, she can just sit there and be a four drop.
If you don't want to use her minus, you can spend one red and do Samoot's Spirit. Target creature gets +2/+1 and gains haste until end of turn. Scry one. All right. There you go. If you don't, if you can't, if you, you broke ass niggas out there cannot afford to get yourself an uncommon Samoot, you can get yourself a common Samoot sprint.
You can do it one time only, you broke bitch.
All I have to say is Azada.
I don't know. I think you do a lot better for 4 mana. I mean, it's not a playable card in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm looking at Samoot Sprint, man, with Zada.
I mean, yeah, you can definitely use it with Zada because Zada's pretty. Because Zada's just Zada. It's busted that way. But if you want a better 4 drop, I think Nahiri is better.
Nahiri.
Yeah, Nahiri.
Ah, my pasty ass white girl.
Pasty ass white girl. Nahiri Storm of Stone for 4 mana, 2 red white hybrid, and 2 colorless. She comes in with 6 loyalty. As long as it's your turn, creatures you control have first strike, and equip abilities you activate cost 1 less to activate. And minus X.
The equip in current standard is irrelevant.
True. But the fact that your creatures have first strike kind of gives you an edge over others. You'll be able to survive a lot longer.
She's pretty much just a conditional removal spell.
Pretty much. But still better than Samoot.
I don't know, the Wanderer, though, man. She's a 4-drop.
Get out of here with Therese Nielsen, all right? We talked about her already.
Oh, man. Prevent all non-combat damage that will be dealt to you and other permanents you control.
Move on, bitch.
And a -2 ability with her 5 loyalty, exile target creature with power 4 or greater.
Yeah, she's a pillow 4 card. She's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, I like
see her. You know.
She's so good.
Get over it.
Seriously. I like the fact that we got Dovin's Veto, but we haven't seen Dovin Bond yet.
No, that's true.
Have we?
Dovin's Veto is a pretty lit card.
It definitely is.
What about Kiora? Behemoth's Beckoner.
Kiora. I don't. I think I looked at her before, and she's all right.
She's a full drop.
She's a 3-drop with 7 loyalty. Like, that's actually kind of dumb.
Well, it's because she only has mice ability.
Well, yeah, she only has -1 untapped target permanent. Any ramp deck says thanks.
Oh, this is great for your fucking your old dinosaur deck.
Oh, big fish.
Yeah, because whenever a creature with power four greater into the battlefield and you control, you draw a card.
Yeah, I'd end up with this in mind. Yeah, I'd want to rebuild that deck. That would be a fun deck to build.
Well, of course, in Commander, it's a decent card, but in any other format, is it?
Standard, no.
Especially with the whole Simic gimmick, is they get bigger later, not bigger now. So her coming to play power 4 greater thing doesn't really work very well with most of the Simic card. Most of the Simic cards that are out right now.
Yeah, she'll see Commander play. That's about it. She's a combo enabler because she can untap something once. And sometimes that's all you need.
All right. So what do you guys think about Nissa, who shakes the world?
I mean,
she can shake my world.
Well, she actually got titties in this one, though.
You're talking about, is she a good card or is that low-res picture?
That low-res picture, man. It's a 5-drop, 5 loyalty with big titties. I'm just looking at titties,
big
man.
Big old tatas.
2 green, 3 colorless, legendary planeswalker. Whenever you tap a forest for mana, add an additional green.
Druids, thanks you.
+1 ability, put 3+1 counters on one target creature, land, non-creature lands you control, untap it. It becomes a 0/0 elemental with vigilance, haste, and still a land.
Yeah, if you feel like gambling a land away.
The ultimate's pretty sick.
Yeah, yeah. -8, go ahead, Gio.
-8 is you get an emblem with lands you control are indestructible. Search your library for any number of forest cards, put them into play tapped, then shuffle your library.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's a big
pretty good.
It's a decent commander card.
Yeah, mono green druids.
Fuck your mono. Deck. Fuck your I mono love green that druid.
Deck. It is so much all right. fun.
Any green deck. My lands deck would be sick if I still had it.
Eh, fair.
You can still build it.
I still can, but I kind of want to.
You've got the money.
Running something like a Living Plane.
Yeah, or was it Nature's Revolt? No, yeah, Nature's Revolt. The same thing.
Same thing, but it's 2/2s instead of 1/1s.
It's the Living Plane.
No, you use it with Ambush Commander.
The fuck?
Force Control are 1/1 green elf that creatures fucking... that are still lands. One green, one color. Sacrifice an elf. Target creature gets +3/+3 until end of turn. It's a 5-drop.
Yeah, it's from fucking the Elves' Goblin set from Elves lore yep. bullshit.
Suck all my lands that are also elves.
Yeah.
Rar on one.
Exactly.
Fuck that bitch.
Oh, you know that card's gonna fucking go up in price, man.
Fuck that card. Card's not used.
Her name, though, who shakes the world.
I mean, it looks like she's like.
And then someone said, the world. Post up Sylvian Advocate after Ambush Commander.
Sylvian Advocate?
Sylvan Advocate after Ambush Commander. Let's take a look.
I can't fucking think of that card. Card, I don't know.
So, Sylvian Advocate is one blue, or one green, one colorless. Vigilance, as long as you control 6 or more lands, Sylvan Advocate and land creatures you control get +2/+2.
Oh, it's that. Okay.
Sylvan
Advocate out of Oath of the Gatewatch.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And it's a druid.
And it's a druid.
It's always a fucking druid. Get over it.
This shit.
Dude, that's actually... Hey, your druid deck's going to get better.
I swear to God, if I'm going to take a day off just to play on Friday, and I'll buy some bullshit budget deck, and I'll smash your druid deck every time.
Oh, it's really easy to smash druid deck. Just keep me off lands on turn 1 and 2, and I'm fucked.
No, I don't give a fuck.
Have we gone over Ral's Eric Storm Conduit?
Kind of. We went over it before they actually spoiled his card.
Okay.
Well, there's a... I got to look it up. There's a... infinite combo already that you can do it from in standard, and that is it a spell that copy target spell? Let me see if I can find the line.
Expansion
there.
Explosion?
Yeah, something yes. with the expansion explosion. I saw the meme on it. And
well, while he's looking that up, what about Rolisk Apex Hybrid? Well, we have the thing is 1 blue, 2 green, 2 colorless, legendary human mutant. Has flying and trample.
Oh, it's that card. We spoiled it. I just didn't know what the fuck his name was.
Yeah. When enters the battlefield, put 2 +1/+1 counters on another creature you control. When he dies, proliferate, and then proliferate again.
Yeah.
Contagion engine if on death. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now, what's it called? You seen that turn 3 kill in standard?
No.
It involves, let me see if I can find, it's a red-black creature that is involved in it. That's not that one. All right, is it even from the set? Maybe it's not from the set. It's from a different set. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, there it is. Dread Horde Butcher. Red, black, 1/1 with haste. When Dread Horde Butcher does combat damage to a player or planeswalker, put a +1/+1 counter on it. When it dies, it deals damage equal to its power to any target. And the kill... is that with Thud and one other card that's one of the split cards from Ravnica.
Thud.
I don't remember what the split
bringing
card is.
Back Thud? Yeah, bring into back playability? Thud. Oh, shit. No.
Do you have the diagram so Anthony can read it?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I sent it to him.
So I can read it because now you fuckers know how to read.
No, no, man. Masks don't teach you how to ring, man. You ain't no house nigga.
Well, I am a house nigga. What the fuck you talking about? I am a house nigga. That's why I can read, bitch.
You got that edumacation and shit. I just learned how to play the banjo on the front porch with Beulah between my legs.
We're toothless fucking trash out in the fucking parking lot.
Yeah, you are. That's why his name is Parking Lot, the fuck. But now it's like a step one have Ral and play. Like, the fuck?
So, what did Gio send us then?
So, Gio sent us a little combo that exists... or will exist when this set comes out, when War of the Spark comes out, involving an infinite draw or kill your opponent. So step one, because this player doesn't like to do the step one, have a land. Step two, play another land. Step three, play this.
I'm surprised, man. I want to fucking do that dude troll, dude.
No, that's fine. Okay, I can do it then. Step one, play land, pass. Step two, play second land, pass. Step three, play third land, pass. Step four.
It's not play land, soul ring on turn one?
No. This is standard.
Soul rings?
Play soul ring. No, just because one kid had fucking soul ring in his deck doesn't mean it was standard, all right? Leave the kid alone. Step four, play land, play Ralzeric. Now we're in the real part. All right, so you have Ralzeric. The next step is you cast any cheap spell, but you hold your priority. That's when you announce, I'm casting Shock. That way, because we'll use, instead of having Soul Boy Jace as your win con, Shock as your win con. And you say, I'll hold priority because you have the option to, because it's your turn. If you do, you cast Expansion on that card targeting whatever cheap spell you casted, this case Shock.
Yeah.
Or at first you have to actually activate Ral. Ral's ultimate, but it doesn't fucking matter. You don't have to. You can cast this. You can do Ral's ultimate, or you can do cast a second expansion targeting the first one. You let the first one resolve, makes a copy of the first one, then the first one can copy, or then that one could copy Shock, and then the next one copy the expansion again. Rinse, repeat until your opponent dies.
Until you copy, let's just say, nice round number.
Also, you throw in Thousand Year Elixir and, or not Thousand Year Storm? Storm?
Yes. Or, you don't have to, but yeah. So
you don't need it anymore.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah, you don't need more.
Well, because, see, that's only, I'm looking at like EDH for pod.
Well, for EDH, there are many ways of storming off where you don't need to do something convoluted like that. That's just like an old-fashioned way of doing infinite damage, because with Ral's static effect, whenever you cast a non-creature or instant sorcery, it deals one damage. That's the whole point while Ral's there.
Yeah,
you don't need to use his -4. You just have him to infinitely deal damage.
I love the fact that they're fucking making Ral's there to be this Barney badass, but Dak Faden was the fucking man.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Dak Faden wasn't part of the guild pack, so like he's just off stealing shit. So,
all right, so parking lot man, you got some cards over here, man.
So another one that has popped up, and I'm trying to find a way to abuse it. I love it. Fibblethip, the Lost.
So waiting for you to get to fucking
Wait, can you repeat that shit again?
Fibblethip. I went to play with Fibblethip, the Lost.
Fibblethip.
He's a 2-drop, colorless and a blue, legendary homunculus. All praise the homunculus. He's only a 1/1.
Oh, so, hey, Full Metal Alchemist, man, that's that's what happens when Saya gets transformed into a... that brought tears to my
eyes. Oh, God. I think I'm pretty sure everyone fucking cried at that.
When Fibblethip the Lost enters the battlefield, draw a card. Woo-hoo. If it entered from your library or was cast from your library, draw 2 cards instead. If when it becomes the target of a spell, shuffle Fibblethip into your library.
Fibblethip?
Shuffle Fibblethip into your library.
Fibblethip.
Yeah, because he gets fucking scared and he runs off. Like Manasaurus.
Norrin.
Like Manasaurus.
When anything happens, Norrin just goes away too.
No, you know what happens whenever you target him? He instantly gains 68 racks. And then goes away. And he goes away.
So I'm
Norrin comes back. This dude just hides in your deck.
That's all I'm saying. Hides in the deck. Like he gained 68 racks and fled to England.
All I want to do is big dumb draw deck and just stupid cards like Treasure Hunt, where most of the deck's going to be land anyway. So Treasure Hunt until you hit Fibblethip.
So what you're saying is this is the new Ashton the Pilgrim deck, just instead of 99 mountains in it.
It's 99
it's,
islands.
It's 98 islands and then one Treasure Hunt in it.
And, you got to have a win con, though. True. So,
especially with that new London Mulligan, man. Shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You can get there.
I have a
list here of cards that Fibblethip has been hidden on.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, there's a whole list.
Well,
yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah. Well, he's on that. He's on the bridge with Thrashing Bronson on, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's been on Totally Lost.
Yeah.
M19. Mm-hmm. He's in Ravnica.
Yep.
He's in this M15 card called Statue of Denial.
Yep.
He's hiding under the floor or some shit. March of the Multitudes.
Yep. He's in the little fucking thing right in the front.
Yep.
He's in a captive audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have a list for it, but he pops up on lore as well.
Of course he does. He's just always fucking lost.
He's just traveling the multiverse.
I don't understand why this fucking creature is. I remember they made such a big thing when Return to Ravnica came out, and he was in it. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, all he is the fucking Ravnica version of Dobby from fucking Harry Potter.
Mm.
You gave Dobby a sock?
Oh my god.
So
you know what it was? He was walking around Ravnica and he was like, "Oh, my friend Jace is gone. Where did he go?" And they ran into Jace's master, and Jace's master's like, "You want to where Jace is? I'll take you to Jace. I'll send you exactly where Jace is." And then he popped up in Armor Kit, and as soon as he popped up, he's at the foot of some zombie. He's like, "What the fuck?"
Run!
Bam, that's how he got there. End of story.
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm in the wrong club."
And whatever he does, man, he every time he sees him play as Walker actually walk planes, he fucking jumps on their fucking shit and goes with them.
No, you know what it is? He's just walking by, and then he's just like,
they go, hey. And he just gets caught in it.
Yeah, he just gets caught in it. There's like, deuces, bitch. All of a sudden, he's like right there, goes, "Wait, what?"
Not again. Oh, no. I really want to find a way to break him, though. Like, he's that shovel ability. Because I am a Johnny.
He's
on
not.
Heart.
He's not Norn the Wary. Okay, he can't be.
I will
abused.
Find the way. There's mind over matter for a reason. Where something's gonna happen. Like, there's a deck there. I just have to find it. I'm gonna have to do a lot of tweaking, a lot of work with it. I'm excited to try, but it's gonna take some time.
Sure, go for it.
So, is it actually true that Niv-Mizzet is gonna be the 5-drop? As it is,
as far as I've
because
seen,
they're like, oh, it's a fucking April Fool's joke.
A lot of people think that because his card was spoiled, that picture got leaked out on April Fool's, that it's fake. But at the same time, a high quality good.
I love the fact that it's not actually a fucking planeswalker. He's just a creature.
Yeah,
if I'm looking at this right, he might be an axe card.
He never found a spark.
Yeah, he never found a spark. Actually, I don't even think Niv-Mizzet wants the spark.
What is he?
I think he's an act card. Now, like some of those cards are pictures or whatever. I think he's one of them.
No shit. They just don't know which act.
It might be two or three.
Because how many cards have been spoiled so far?
169 when I was
yeah this picture's so blurry it's hard to tell. It's
fucking hella blurry,
but 136 out of 264.
Only one of the cards has been in act or whatever the fuck it's called, and it had, and the only reason we know it is because it's right next to its rarity. It says act whatever. It's not by the by the artist, it's by the rarity, and so next to that there's something. So that says April Fool's, and it's getting everyone because no one's put a high res, or it actually says the act, and it's an official card.
If this card is real, he'd be good in the 99 of Ramos.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yep.
That's where he'll be, especially in Ramos fucking tribal. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. See, like, yeah. See, Dreadhorde Invasion is the spotlight act one. And it's right next to the rarity. So if you look at
the rarity, which is down there by the set number, which is what
rarity by
set
number, So Niv-Mizzet has kind of the same thing. You can't read what's right next to it, but you know it looks like it would say spotlight act something. So
yeah, it looks like a number something.
Yeah, so
it's just gotta wait. There's not a whole lot of those Spotlight Act cards out, which is kind of annoying, because they were all hyping this whole, we're going to release it as the story is progressing, and that sort of flow, and yet we've only seen Spotlight Act 1, which makes me wonder, at this point, with over about, what, half the set spoiled, are we ever going to see any more acts, or is this going to be acts coming in future sets?
No, they're supposed to be spoiling these cards as acts throughout the...
But they haven't hit Act 2 yet. Where the hell's Act 2? We're halfway through the set and we haven't seen Act 2.
This is supposed to be a movie, man. Didn't you know the way they fucking produce
that
poster?
No, it's going
to
be a Netflix series. That information's already come out.
No, it's going to be a made-to-DVD movie. It's gonna skip screening. It's gonna go straight to DVD.
No, oh, so you missed the little info bite about the Netflix show.
I don't give a fuck about the Netflix show. They can say they're making a fucking saga of this shit. I wouldn't watch it. They say they made a cartoon of this. I still wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, I don't think if it's a cartoon, I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what they say they're gonna make in this bullshit. I don't care. Like, don't do it. If you want to do it, go ahead and get your cash grab on. But I don't give a fuck. Just keep printing cards.
I mean, how is it a cash grab? I mean, you are half black. You probably have someone else's Netflix account watching the show.
I mean, you're not wrong. I don't have my own Netflix. I mean, I don't watch Netflix anyways. I don't Netflix and chill. I just chill.
But, I mean, shit. I'm 30% black. I have someone else's account too.
There you go. Oh,
I mean, I'm white. I've got a Peruvian Hulu account, so I can't really say much.
A what?
I've got the Peruvian Hulu account.
Fucking white privilege, bitch.
Well, I mean, let's be specific. There's white and then there's trailer park.
Yeah, I grew up in the trailer park. I should be used to it by now.
Because if you say you're white, you could be Norwegian. You could be
Caucasian.
Polish, I'm mutt.
You could be Jewish.
I'm Caucasian mutt. I've got way too much in me to care.
Too much.
That's what I heard.
What?
So, as far as I know, Therese Nielsen has not done a card for the set.
I know, I'm really sad.
I don't think she did for the set.
You know what it is? She did, and they're like, we're not going to release this card.
They just decided to not print it.
You know, she's boycotting the fact that her art is going to curl anyway.
True.
Oh.
True.
I don't know, have you touched on Dread Horde Invasion? That two-drop black enchantment?
Yeah, we did the first spoiler list. The first time we did spoilers, because it has the spotlight act one. We kind of went over that a little bit. It's a massive return bullshit.
Is it a fair Bitter Blossom? I mean, comparison?
I don't know, like, the thing with Bitter Blossom, because it was a tribal card, it had more going for it, but, like, you never really...
For sure.
Yeah, but no one really ever abused the tribal portion of it, just because, like, tribal was kind of dead. it was just a really dead fucking super type that no one really abused. But, yeah, it definitely looks like it could be a decent, like, Bitter Blossom.
It's just a slow value engine. I mean, if you're just your purpose of just sacking the creature every turn, you know, it's just a little slow value.
Yeah, it's just the problem with a mass is the wording is you have to put a +1/+1 counter on something on an army unless you don't have one. So if you have one, you can't make another one. Like, you have to make an army bigger.
You know, I don't know why I scroll down to the bottom and it goes back to the Modern Horizon spoilers that came out, that Cabal Therapist.
Uh-huh.
The amass trigger being with it, there's your free dude to sack every turn for his ability.
But doesn't he do it during the main phase?
Pre-combat main phase.
Yeah, see, this triggers before that.
Yeah, so you make the token and then you go to that pre-combat main phase and then you sack it. Just immediately get rid of it. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you lose the Lactic Ball Therapy.
Yeah. I'd do that.
So
it sounds fine
to
me.
So it costs you 3 mana, a life to Cabal Therapy. Every turn after that.
Every turn after that. I'd do it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, yeah, as long as you're ahead on card advantage, I mean, you can get them to a point where they have nothing.
True.
Yeah.
True, but the good thing about Cabal Therapy, though, was the fact that you could do it twice in one turn, potentially more times in one turn. Cabal Therapy, 4 times, you have to sack 4 creatures.
True.
I mean, Cabal Therapy, you can do it 8 times, sacking 4 creatures.
Damn.
What else we got here? Banehound, that common one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, I brought that up earlier, man, in the last episode, man. That shit's broke.
2-drop, 1/1 haste.
That's a new setting the bar high for a 1-drop.
Oh, yeah.
On a common slot.
Oh, yeah, 1-drop.
Yep. Fucking unreal.
Pauper kids are gonna be like, yay!
Get it to foil while top, boys. It's gonna go up there in price once it touches pauper.
Wait, what are we thinking? $5 a foil? Because, you know, pauper kids are gonna fucking ruin it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, five to seven. Yeah, because fucking, what's it called? Was it Tortured Existence or whatever? That deck? Discard a creature, get a creature back? Yeah, card's gonna be insane.
Ugh. Dude, so I'm on Therese Nielsen's fucking page, man. She has the available now, the Comic-Con 2018 promo artist proofs.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, $270 for Chandra, $195 for Lily.
Oh, she did the stained glass ones, huh?
Yeah, yeah, she did the stained glass promo. Badass. And she's selling the artist proofs, and it's just like,
Yeah. Mm. Oh, man, I'd...
I don't know, roughly... It's a little... It's under a rack. I think it's like $750 for them all.
$795.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's not too bad, but, I mean, just that artwork. Yeah.
That artwork, artist proofs, and signed. Oof.
I mean, I'd buy it just because they're artist proofs, but I really wouldn't... I really don't care for the cards themselves.
Yeah.
But what's it called? Well, someone spoiled the 2018's WotC appreciation card. Almost every so often, like every decade or something, they give for milestones. They give their employees cards specifically for them only. And yeah, some guy found it. It was a 5-color dragon. Looked like it came from Vanguard.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, she's got a thing, man, for $1,361, man.
Damn, I can fuck
collect
her?
All 166 artist proofs at a discounted price.
What's our price?
So it's $1,361 for 166 artist proofs. So they range all the way back from 10th edition, Avacyn Restored, Champions, Dark Ascension, Exodus, Innistrad, Invasion, Lorwyn artist proofs, M10, M11.
Yeah, but it doesn't include the original Force of Will, because I've seen that artist proof on her website.
No. It doesn't include that. These are what's left. Not.
These are what she has left in stock.
That artist proof is worth fucking. That artist proof is fucking.
It's
gone. It has no value. It's infinite value.
Biffo. I've seen it on her website. It goes. She was selling it before for $12.50.
Man, she actually still had some. Oof.
This was last year when I checked.
Yeah, she don't have any now. She made a good payday on that.
Of course she did. Fuck.
Well, you know, with the way WotC fucks around her artists anyway, man, it's, you know, the only way they're gonna make any fucking money.
Well, she made stacks on her original arts.
Yeah.
For sure.
That she was auctioning for the San Diego promos.
Yep.
I mean, I don't remember the exact numbers, but one sold for like 20 G's and, you know, in that range across the board.
Plus, you know, people are buying the original artwork from the cards too. So anything that she does is going to be fucking unreal in price.
And if you've seen her videos, she puts mad labor into those pieces.
Not just that, man. She's actually teaching a school. So, I mean, she's making money. I don't know, man. Is there any more spoilers out there that we're missing that we might like?
I mean, not really. Not right now. It's bulk commons or bulk commons, and I don't. None of them really jump out to me outside of the Pollenbright Druid, but strictly worse than the whenever a land enters play proliferate. It's whenever this guy enters play, either put a +1/+1 counter on target creature or proliferate for a 2-drop 1/1 elf druid. But strictly not as impressive.
Fucking druids, man.
I'm hyped on druids right now. I've
got
a problem.
Get off the D, man.
Get off the D, I know. Oh.
How about Krenko? You guys went over Krenko?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went over Krenko.
Look who's here.
Oh, look at my little girl.
That's right.
There's my little cookie. Hey. She's got to be a little horse. She got to go over to one and go, hi.
Wait a sec. Is she Cookie because that's what she's going to be down the road?
No, man. Her name is Cookie Monster. We were going to call her Parrot because she likes to perch on your fucking shoulder.
Earl Grey ain't Asian. He doesn't eat dogs.
I don't eat dogs, but I do love my Cookie, though.
Yeah, he's Filipino.
I mean, I'm gonna they start the mock if his next dog is called Beef Stew or some shit.
No, man, it's called Dog Adobo.
Oh, God.
Baby.
So, Anything in the so Gio, I'm gonna ask you some serious questions, man. So how long have you been in Magic?
Well, I originally started playing in 94 till 98, and I played for about 6 months again in 06, and then I got back in again 5 years ago.
Damn. Man's been playing forever.
Off and on since the beginning of Magic time.
It's like Biffo.
Damn. I thought I was old.
You are old. Shut up.
The first time I stopped playing, I just got hella salty when they made Type 2.
Yeah.
And I couldn't play with my dual lands and mana drains and shit. And
yeah.
Get that collection together.
When you come back to Magic and you go and you play your first tournament and you go, what? No mana burn? What the fuck is wrong with that, man?
Yeah, and I'm actually always talking, preaching. EDH needs mana burn.
Yeah.
Because if you want to do convoluted infinite mana, you better get your math right.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I probably the reason mana burn went away is because WotC started creating more cards that allow you to utilize your mana more effectively. So mana burn going to commander is really redundant since you have every card known to man. So you just have fucking 50, 70 cards that have X in them or some bullshit.
Yeah, because of mana burn in the 90s, I picked up all my mana drains. They were probably $10 a piece because, this is bad. There weren't many mana sinks, so it was a shitty counterspell.
Yeah.
I counter your Icy Manipulator, and I have nothing to do with my 4 mana. Oh, shit, I just took 4 damage.
Yeah, so, not only that, but if they went back to mana burn, they probably have to get rid of the emptying pool rule until the turn ends.
They don't have to get rid of it, when it empties for each mana that, was unused, same old rule, you take a point of damage.
Yeah, you could, but, there are a bunch of things you can do in combat that could trigger your lands untapping or shit like that. Yeah. So you end up having people restructure decks just so they don't fuck themselves.
All right. What I want to mention though is the cards that weren't revealed yet. We've seen all these planeswalkers, but what strategies are they going to have to actually win as a standalone set? We haven't seen many creatures. If you do get creatures out, are you going to be able to pump them out fast enough to find any kind of resolve against destroying planeswalkers?
Well, the bad thing is I know how the pre-release is going to be. You're only going to get 3 packs of this card, of the set. Yeah. Because you're going to get 2 of the other 2.
Oh, yeah.
So your total of 8 packs, you're going to have 1 that's specifically for whatever, however it's going to be. And then with the, then 2 and 2, and then you have 3 of this one. Or is it going to be 2, 2, and 2, and 1? It's going to be something weird. You're not going to get... I was hoping, man, you know what? I might go down to my local LGS. I might go and buy the entire fucking set, the entire pre-release weekend. That way I can get some cards. I'm thinking to myself, I'm only going to have maybe 15, 20 packs of the new cards.
Yeah.
And so that's not... I'm paying $130 some odd. I might as well go down to Frankincense and pick up a box for fucking $85.
Deal.
But yeah, something I don't like they've been doing the last few sets is they're going all in on a certain thing. Like this set is all in on planeswalkers. And Dominaria, all in on legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
And that makes too much fluff in a set.
True. True. But they're pretty much just appealing to players at this point. Like a lot of players even before Dominaria, they were still focusing on planeswalkers. So this set's supposed to end that storyline to allow them to redo it to be able to go on beyond planeswalkers, not to print them anymore or make new ones. Whereas Dominaria, that was more for giving all players who played back in the day when Dominaria was a plane but not really a set plane, allowing players to be able to relive it, a lot of nostalgia.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy when they said they were going to go back to Dominaria. I was like, oh, sweet. But the set really wasn't that... it brought back some memories. Not a lot of memories.
Well, of course not. They can't reprint the same...
It's not about reprinting the same... There should have been more flavor to it. Okay? So we know we had the Weatherlight in there. But they really didn't showcase nothing on the Weatherlight. Okay? That was the main thing. Weatherlight was the huge story arc for all that shit during that time frame.
You know, where they dropped the ball was the story. Like, the story, it had so many holes in it, so many characters, but there was no
depth. It's like they brought back, you know, Karn and Jaya, but it's like, where's the rest of the Weatherlight crew? Not all of them are dead.
Yeah, that's true. But it could have been like they went kind of further into... I mean, Jaya's older, so obviously it's in the future. So like a lot of the characters, they could have died from, you know, continuation of the story that they didn't showcase.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Like, you're definitely right. Like, they could have done a lot more with it. But at the same time,
it feels like they're doing the same thing with Ravnica.
I don't know what they're going to do. Well, hopefully once this is all over, we'll have like a fresh new star on
this is
lore.
This is killing all... This is revamping the Planeswalkers.
Hopefully.
And so far, we only know of one that's dying.
There should have been more than just one.
There probably is. Dying. There probably is more
Hashtag Jace needs to die!
There definitely is more than one Planeswalker dying, I think. They just kind of want to hype it up and be like, hey, a major Planeswalker's dying, guys. Who is it?
You know, I hate to say it. They're killing off a Planeswalker that has been in almost every fucking set.
Yeah, almost every block.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who are they killing, Jace, by the way?
Liliana.
They're killing Lily. She's been in every fucking block since the beginning.
Yep, she's getting Thanos snapped.
So.
Not necessarily. I mean, that's based on what?
The video?
The trailer.
The trailer.
Yep.
No, but there was a theory that...
That she's going to turn good girl. In the video,
she's turning Bolas's army against Bolas.
Right.
Yeah.
What? And the same scene right before that, the zombies can't kill Gideon. What if Gideon gave Lily his spark? Would that make her indestructible?
A Planeswalker getting the spark from another Planeswalker?
Which would then make sense for the poetic breaking the stained glass through Gideon's chest. Losing his spark.
True. So does that mean that motherfucker dies?
Maybe it's Gideon.
Why can't it be fucking Jace?
Everyone wanted it to be Jace when we saw the glimpse of the blue hand under the rocks. And then it's now just some fucking little kid and mom. Yeah. And he's like, God damn it, it's not Jace.
Ah, come on, man. When Dak Faden, come on, we Dak all know Faden that
isn't in the set. Damn it,
Dak Faden dying in that fucking.
But
that
why
that
is
scene.
He in the commercial?
He's not in the. That's not Dak Faden.
I don't is know it why just a red hand?
No, that's
his,
not.
No, his stained glass is in there.
His stained glass isn't in it. I've already checked. He's not a card. He doesn't exist in it.
He's gonna
swore
be one
he
there.
Was.
No. I had to recheck after we got done with the last episode because we said it. No, he is not in this set. He does not exist in this universe. Or at least in this one, no. That's not Dak Faden. The guy looks like Dak Faden, but it's not him.
What if Dak Faden
so
and Tezzeron
all white
are the
people
same
look
person?
The same.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of true. Have you
not seen Parking Lot play Parking Lot on camera?
Oh, yeah. No shit. No, what's up with that, man?
Yeah, I guess I was playing me at SCG Open.
Apparently, Parking Lot's a pro player. And he just acts like a fucking idiot when he plays with us.
Well, I guess my
man,
twins.
You flew back from back east to here just to do the podcast?
In like 2 hours.
You could with the Concorde.
He's got a private jet. There are two of them on stream. He probably makes like fucking 80 rack a year.
80 rack.
I complain about money all the time.
I just came across a card I didn't see before. Lotless Apex Hybrid.
He's
got two generic green, blue, legendary human mutant. Flying Trample.
Oh, yeah.
We touched on him before
on
you
bit.
Got on, I believe.
Yeah. And it dies.
That's pretty tough.
If it dies, proliferate.
Proliferate again.
Proliferate twice.
Get wrecked.
And he pumps everybody up on ETB.
Yeah, Yep. Gives them all plus on counters, or is it?
Well, yeah, two on another target creature you control.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if you're playing Atraxa, hey, let's make her bigger.
My Atraxa's now an 8/8. Fuck you.
Get wrecked. Oh, no.
Get wrecked in 3 hits.
You know, that $50 Atraxa?
Hey, man, she just keeps going up, man.
I'm almost tempted to just crack mine open. Oh, no. I know. I bought one regularly. I don't need her. I can keep mine closed. Yes, go.
So, Gio, what do you think about this set? Is this EDH? Got some EDH staples?
Not really. I mean, there's a couple of few cards, but, you know, it's just natural for us to get excited over a lot of new shit because all new toys, but most of it's going to be crap.
Come on, man. Ravnica, man. We have to have Cyclonic Rift.
No, we don't.
No, we do not.
No, we
stop.
Don't.
Stop you with your Psycho
you
Rift.
You said that about this last Cyclonic. You said that about the last Ravnica. Now we're back in Amonkhet. No, Cyclonic Rift will never be reprinted. They made a mistake, and they acknowledged it, and they're not making it again.
Come on.
I don't think it's a mistake. I think it's a fair card. I mean, the overload, you know, you're looking at 7 mana, but it's still just a... For the most part, will be.
And I've never had problems ever casting it for its overload. Just Tony's salty because that motherfucking thing was casted like 6 times.
Six times in one game.
Yeah, overloaded 6 times in one game, mind you.
I mean, the power is real. Like, what is Cyclonic Rift currently? $20 card. Four years ago, I bought 3 copies at $1 apiece.
I mean, you're not wrong. Price to power, it definitely isn't like. Where it, like maybe is where it is supposed to be now, but back then it wasn't only because it was still standard legal. Whenever a card is still standard legal, unless it's broken in standard, it's worth something. But if it's not, it never sees a price like until after it rotates out when people look at it differently. Because we always look at it in commander terms because we're commander players. But for standard players, you have to look at it standard. So the price point is always based on its standard playability. And then once it leaves standard, is it playable in modern or legacy? If it's not, then it looks at commander. Then if it becomes a commander staple, the price starts to jump up. So
that's true. I mean,
yeah. So for Cyclonic Rift,
lot of cards like Paradox Engine, Etherworks Marvel, and
Paradox Engine because I was drafting that set a lot, the Amonkhet block. And I mean, not Amonkhet, what the fuck is it called?
Kaladesh.
They were $3 to $5. I bought like 6 copies at $4. Yep. And I wasn't using the card yet in Commander, but I knew I would use it down the road.
Because the card's good.
It's sitting at $36 now. God fucking damn it.
Well, yeah. Just remember, I was always pushing my favorite card out of the last set was Smoldering Tide.
Yep, that's up to 10.
Oh, it's a bulk card. It's a bulk card. It's not going to go past that. Now it's $10.
The foil is 17, I believe.
Yep. But it's just because it's a way of, like, it's a, you know, it's an artifact that stays in place. It's just a way for people to, you know, loop shit. It's like, it's a better version of, that fucking Ascendancy card. Jeskai Ascendancy. It's a better version of that. It just untaps your shit and you just go infinite with it.
I mean, the thing about Smothering Tide is not just that it solves a problem in Boros colors or, you know, in general for EDH. A lot of people play wheels. I play a lot of wheels.
Yep.
I mean, it's just value out the ass.
Did you get that biffo? Value.
True
Hashtag
value.
#value.
True value.
No, he hates it when we say it's infinite value. Well, infinite actually value. It is.
It's infinite. That's infinite value.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, smelling ties, smelling ties, right?
Yeah.
I kind of wish it wasn't white, just so it fits better in wheel decks.
As in like a colorless artifact or something?
No, it's way too busted, bro. That's disgusting. Nah, if it was in blue, it'd be like double blue instead of mono, instead of like being one
single white.
Single white and 3, like be like double blue and 2, or if it was black, be like.
Triple black.
No, that's insane. Like double black. Like being single white makes it being a single color and then rest colorless makes it really easy to cast. But like the decks that it would be busted in aren't white. You know, like blue has a lot of, you know,
yeah,
wheels, but red has some of the better wheels. Black has a decent amount of wheels. White really doesn't. Blue, you know, blue is the only thing that would have going for it, but it's not even blue.
White is, I mean, it's on flavor. It's a tax card.
True.
Yeah.
And if you're playing Orzhov in EDH, for example, hey, you dark deal, smothering type on the board, you know, you're going to get value out of it.
Now, you're definitely right. It definitely fits theme with white being taxable, but the fact that it's a tax on drawing is the weird part. Usually taxing is like, oh, it takes more mana to cast, or your shit doesn't untap normally, or this and that. The tax on drawing has usually always not been a white card. It's usually been like a black card.
I mean, what makes it playable is the CMC. Because if it were, you know, a two-color card or two on white, it wouldn't be as good.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's true.
On top of that, you want to get that out as early as possible. You're going to turn off for a turn, possibly, because you're tapping out.
Yep. It's good, though. I really, really like that card.
You do.
Man.
So do you think there will be any artifacts in this set?
I'm hoping there's going to actually be some, you know, non-colored fucking artifacts that look like artifacts, not fucking something that goes, hey, Vivian's bow, and it's green.
Bolas' Citadel, and it's black. Or the red vehicle.
Yeah.
The red vehicle. Oh, God.
They have to bring back a fucking vehicle.
Yeah, how else are they going to outrun an army?
Well, I'm sorry. Army is a terrible mechanic the way it was printed.
Back, hey, you know what they should have brought back? Smuggler's Copter. It would not be broken this fucking set.
No. Yes, it would. What do you mean? Of course it will. A 2-mana 3/3 that just loots, it's busted no matter what format, bro. No matter. Especially now that you have a very bad token mechanic. Yeah. You still have a token mechanic. That card is busted.
Oh, no. We got that fucking that one drop black creature that has haste, so.
Yeah, just.
Oh, guys. All right, man. We have a Patreon. We have two tiers, one and $5. We can do some Steiner math here. For as little as 39 cents a day or $1 a month, you can get added to the DGen chat.
Yep. Talk about magic and trannies and midgets.
So, Gio, I don't know. How do you like the DGen chat?
Oh, Gigi and Ted is it's lit. You got everything. I mean, we nerd out on comics. Sometimes we're just, you know,
sports, comics. It doesn't matter what it is. Chicks, dicks.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd want us, like, anything that would, like, you would want changed about
actually
DJ
chicks
chat
in the fucking DJ
well,
chat?
Of course, actually chicks, but I mean, that's a fucking wet dream, okay? It's a wet dream we all have, all right? I'm talking about actual legit that we could control.
Oh.
What's the control? I mean, everyone takes a turn at the steering wheel in the DGen's hat, you know?
Yeah, that's true. We got 40-some-odd people in that motherfucker, dude.
40-something, goddamn.
And it's never convoluted with people fucking either arguing about something. True. True. You know.
That's what I'm saying. Like anything you would change or you'd want to add in that isn't chicks or chicks with dicks.
Nah, we got to...
More Commander? Nah, I'm waiting. Other than the commander set, man, I'm waiting for an actual literal commander.
Commander Masters?
Masters for commander players. That's what I want.
Mm.
I don't want that because it's just going to turn into another fluff set.
I mean, that's all master sets are, fluff sets.
Yeah, but I want the reprint on some of the stuff. That's the thing.
I mean, the reprints, there's plenty of opportunity. They're just not utilizing it. Every year we have a commander set.
Yeah, we do get commander anthologies, which is reprinting them. We do get, I think that's it, honestly. Or we do get new commander products.
Oh, man.
Set,
so that means.
Decks.
So anthologies, this last anthologies had the Atraxa also in it, too.
Yes, it did.
So she's already got two printings.
wonder if she's going to make a third printing in this new anthology.
I doubt it, because both anthologies haven't had reprints yet. So there's still so many decks that they haven't put in these.
True. They're not going to reprint something that's gotten a reprint. Not for Commander's sake.
At least not yet.
Yeah, but damn it.
At worst, what they'll do is they'll reprint the original sets. Just give us a restock of some of those older decks and go from there. Flood the market with those. That'll crash the price. That means
if you guys are a Patreon for Rudy, man, you guys get to get your commander sets cheap.
Oh, yeah, yeah. True, too. True, too.
Oh, they can just make a set where it's 15 cards, 14 of them are Metamorphoses.
Yeah, man. So this set here, I give 9 out of 10 Metamorphos.
Now, I wouldn't go so far as to give it 9 out of 10 Metamorphos.
7 out of 10.
Nah, how about that? Like,
I'm at about 6.
Yeah, I said like 5. 6.5.
I'm at 451.
451? I'm at, 1729 out of 20?
Yep. All right, guys. I'd like to thank Gio for showing up for
Gio.
He'll be stopping by from time to time, you know, just in case when Biffle finally shows up. If he ever shows up again.
Nah, he'll show up again.
Or you just need a designated spick? Or
exactly, designated man. I need it. You know, if you know, I can't get fat nasty over here, I got to get me some...
You can get fat nasty over here, you just have to tell him.
I got that Guatemalan, but I got me a true wetback, man. He came over from the sea.
He came by
fat
boat.
Fat nasty didn't come over from the sea. Well, his parents did.
Guatemalan? No, he came through Mexico.
No, he came from he's Guatemalan. He came through from Guatemala.
Yeah, through Mexico.
No, the fuck.
There's easier ways. Talking Guam.
There's easier ways to get.
All right, guys. Like I said, I'd like to thank Gio. We also have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Why is that dog looking at foot? Oh, never mind. I thought she was giving a blowjob.
Well, your dogs are 6 to 9, bro. They've been watching that. You guys must do that a lot. They learned that trick.
Oh yeah, she's actually done that, man. She's a little hoe, man. Fuck. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you didn't sell your Mox Embers, the price is going down again.
Oh, Jesus!
For right now, I'm on a long term run on those.
Mox Amber is a shit card. It's a shitty Mox. It's gonna be a shitty Mox.
And I'm gonna be on a long term run. See, everyone thought that Chrome Mox sucked too.
Now, the only reason they thought Chrome Mox sucked is because losing cards from your hand was garbage back then. Now it's really good because it's the way to go now, like paying life.
Yeah,
because
now I can fucking, oh, look, imprint, exile it. Oh, I can bring it back with a card.
Exactly.
So.
Oh. Actually, no. Hold on. Before you guys go crazy, there was a ruling on that before. I think if you take away the imprinted card, it no longer is imprinted, which means that it no longer works. So be careful. Don't quote me on it. Check it out for yourself.
I'm going to have to look at that because
imprint specifically states it reflects on the card as it's being exiled. So if the card's no longer exiled, they cannot reflect on it.
Mm. Okay. So this is Earl Grey.
This is Mr. Worldwide. Dolly.
Parking lot.
Don't know why.
MAGA. Thank you, Gio, for stopping by again. Yep. We appreciate it.
And with
Thank
that,
you.
This is... Well, we just said that. So. And we'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Here, figure on why the horse is near. The hippies won't come back, you say. joke, you little clown. When you mess with President Brown, when you mess with President Brown, California, Rubber Island, California, hey!